And what about that lady? And what's her name?
What lady? I'm talking
the last about. Letter.
Oh, the last letter from the man who was from Bulgaria.
Yeah.
Okay, I can get that. This was the last letter that was sent to Baba. And one interesting thing about it is that it was just addressed, wasn't it addressed Mehar Baba, India, Eric?
Unknown man, having not been here or anything like that, right? It's a little surprising message. Because the last letter that we received, while before Baba passed away on 31st January.
It should be here. Hope I can find it.
No, but how he listens to one's heart, cries and all that.
Come on, let me find it here. Me take it. Okay, here it is. This letter is dated December 13th, 1968.
December
13th is when it was posted in New York.
Yeah.
So it obviously arrived here when, by the time it got here, Baba was already in his bedroom, right? Yeah. So this is from a man named Boris Georgiev.
It came by ship, mind you.
Huh. Ropey Berrytown, New York. And we've tried to hunt down this man. That's a whole nother story.
Yeah.
He begins the letter.
What's the address he gave?
Boris Georgiev, Ropey Berrytown, New York. But we think it's Terrytown, not Berrytown, because there is a Terrytown. Excuse my ignorance. I do not know how to address you properly. I am sure that you know about me and that what I will tell you is not new for you. After much reflection and hesitation, I have decided to communicate first with you, since from what you will read, you will see that I have some justification. I have been in the USA since December 1st, 1967. I was born July 18, 1927 in Sofia, Bulgaria, where for 23 years I experienced all the horrors and difficulties that people have who are characterized as enemies of the state. In addition, I was accused of having taken part in sabotage, as a result of which the death penalty was demanded for me. Later it was proved that I was innocent, but that did not ease my situation. I first, quite tangibly, observed help from invisible helpers when illegally escaping. They conducted me, together with my wife, across the frontier in the daytime at 2:30 p.m. on a bright sunny day, through wire entanglements, among mines and heavily armed guards. When I arrived in the U.S., I began to work. But on July 19th, I fell down the stairs, and my spinal column was injured, and my left arm atrophied. I was immediately operated on. 2 months later, my wife underwent a very complicated operation for a tumor. Medical care here may be the first in the world, but at the same time it is terribly expensive. Thousands of dollars are needed for one not very complicated operation and medicines. A few days ago I was told that I soon would have to undergo the same operation again. This was truly a very great trial for me. Then, unexpectedly, there occurred what is actually the subject of this letter. I don't know whether to call it a miracle or a vision, and if I had not been fully conscious, I would not have believed it myself. During the night of November 26, 27, I was awakened by a strange noise. The next moment, the room was filled with a blinding light, in the center of which I saw a completely normal human figure, which pronounced in pure Bulgarian, "Do not fear. Do you recognize me?" "Yes," I answered mechanically. "You are Meher Baba." I must confess that I had known nothing about the bearer of that name, although it is true that about 4 months ago, I merely heard it pronounced, without any other details. What led me to answer immediately, I thus can still not understand. The human figure, with a kind glance and meek words, continued, "Believe firmly, I shall help you." It became dark again. I heard the same strange noise, which also awakened my wife. She found me in a state of feverish excitement, which lasted 2 days, like a frenzy or trance. All this impels me to see a means to get in touch with you. I now already believe deeply that you will help me. I will joyfully wait to receive your instructions. My greatest hope is, if I can, to be of service to you. Yours sincerely, Boris Georgiev. And then, did Baba write, have you answer, Erich?
Yes, it was the last letter that we received, and Baba told me to reply to him, saying that I received your letter. And by the way, the letter that was addressed was what?
Meher Baba, India. India, I think.
No, yes, it's Meher Baba, India. That's all. So I received the letter, and Baba said that I'm happy to have heard what you wrote, and my love blessing to you and all that.
And yes, it was I.
And yes, I will. I am the one who helped you out, and I will help you. Remember me and do read God Speaks.
Yeah.
My love blessings to you and yours.
So
since then we are in search of this fellow Boris, you know.
Yeah.
And nobody knows.
Well, we got halfway.
People come
there.
From New York and we ask them. And all that. Yeah.
We found out some, because remember,
and what is the last that we heard was?
The last that we heard was that, yes, the man had lived there.
Yeah.
And through some Baba lovers who were trying to track it down, it actually turned out that the man who now lives at the address where Boris Georgiev had lived did know him. And he himself had heard of Meher Baba and had found out about Meher Baba because a cousin of his is a Baba lover. But we haven't really tracked him specifically. Okay, it's lunchtime, everyone.